This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Joy Studios in Melbourne, this is the Community Network News, with news from around Australia and around the world. I'm Eric Williams, executive producer of this national program. Here now our presenters from the Melbourne studios, Anthony and Penn.
With the latest Community Network News, I'm Penn Franz.
And I'm Anthony Lawton. High Court judges could hold the key to allowing gay marriage to become legal in Australia. A report released by a consultation committee has urged Canberra to write up a Human Rights Act, which could include details on the right for same-sex couples to marry and adopt. However, there are calls from the Senate that if the government creates a charter, the public should decide what it says. Current laws only allow a man and a woman to tie the knot, with PM Kevin Rudd against same-sex marriage.
Victoria Police Commissioner Simon Overland has confirmed that he will lead the police contingent at next year's Pride March.
I've been invited to walk as part of the next Pride March and I've accepted the very kind offer, so I'll be continuing that tradition.
Speaking at Joy 94.9's live broadcast from the Victoria Police Centre, the Commissioner says the GLBTI community and the gay and lesbian liaison officers are working hard to ensure the GLBTI voice is heard. Melbourne's Pride March is a celebration of gay and lesbian community organisations with over 80 groups and their supporters taking part. Commissioner Overland will continue the tradition begun by former Chief Christine Nixon.
Alice is Wonderland for Aussie lesbians. That's according to Gay and Lesbian Tourism Australia, which says Alice Springs has become the country's most lesbian-friendly town. Stats show that same-gender-attracted women have a high per capita residency in the heart of the outback. It follows a recent documentary on the ABC called Destiny in Alice, which took a light-hearted look at the issue.
US President Barack Obama has nominated an openly gay man as ambassador to New Zealand and Samoa. David Huebner, a gay rights activist and practicing lawyer, is currently based in Shanghai. While his nomination has been welcomed by gay rights activists, it won't appease their dissatisfaction with Obama's delay in repealing the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. Huebner's nomination must now be confirmed by the US Senate.
Sydney, watch out. Tel Aviv's doing all it can to claim the title as the number one gay destination of the world. The Israeli capital will for the first time host an international gay and lesbian tourism convention involving travel agents specialising in gay tourism. It's hoped the meeting will increase same-sex attracted tourists to Tel Aviv and overtake other hotspots for holidaygoers.
A Russian lesbian couple have lost their case to be the first legally wed gay couple in Russia. A Moscow court voted against the women's petition, upholding the city's civil registry that said marriage is between a man and a woman. The couple planned to appeal the ruling.
A pop star who's had her slice of hermaphrodite rumours has been named to lead Washington's National Equality March. Lady Gaga will front the parade this week to speak out for better rights across the US for gays and lesbians. She says she hopes that DC gets behind the event.
This march is a call to action for all people from all over the country to gather, to march, to be visible as one, and to speak out and demand full equal rights.
A gay marriage bill introduced in Washington, D.C. is looking set to get the green light. Although supported by a majority of city councillors and the mayor, the bill faces the hurdle of being signed off by Congress. But with Congress only ever having vetoed three bills in the past 25 years, it'll be a rare occurrence if they veto this one. A vote in December is expected to settle the question.
Briefly in other news, just days after signing with Brisbane, new Lions recruit Brendan Favola is facing a police probe into his boozy night at the Brownlow. Kevin McGee, the former boyfriend of comedian and Little Britain star Matt Lucas, has committed suicide, aged 32. Daryl Summers may not be returning to our TVs anytime soon as the host of Hey Hey It's Saturday, with commentators around the world continuing to slam a Black Faces skit.
It made Australia look like the land that time forgot.
The Aborigines, well, they didn't treat them very well.
What they don't have, well, that's absolutely true.
And Kylie wraps up her US tour this week after shows in Las Vegas, Chicago and New York.
To QNN Sport, a Parisian gay soccer club is crying homophobia over a Muslim team's decision to forfeit their match. The Muslim side said it was against their principles to play a gay team. Paris Foot Gay, a team comprising gays and heterosexuals, blacks and whites, has protested to the league bosses. Round 11 of the A-League kicks off on Friday with Adelaide playing at home to Sydney. And in tennis, former number one Justine Henin plans to make her comeback at the Brisbane International in January.
Are there any gay-related events or news happening in your community? Let us know. Email qnn@joy.org.au.
Portions of this bulletin were prepared with the assistance of Paul Anthony.
That's QNN for this week. I'm Anthony Lawton.
And I'm Pen Franz. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
This has been the Community Network News, a national news program from the studios of Joy Radio in Melbourne. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Eric Williams.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.